Happy New Year again. Steve Arterburn here, broadcasting from WQME in Anderson, Indiana. Joining me today, Milan Yurkovich and Dr. Jill Hubbard. So we're going to have a great day here on New Life. You can join us at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000.
Hi, dear. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm sorry to speak to Kane. How about yourself?
Oh, I am so angry. I am like Godzilla with a bustier.
How do I help her and me through this? How do I get to a stronger place? Because she really is the love of my life.
You feel a lot of emotion about this.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know she had a homosexual past until she had made a move on me.
He has an addiction to pornography he would not deal with. He said, you act like I'm the only one that has this problem and I should just...
Well, you are the only one that I'm married to that has this problem.
That's what I told him. I said, I'm not married to everybody else.
Now, this is...
So you all just let him off the hook?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, and joining me out of the Laguna Beach studio...
Where it's 80 degrees.
Where yes. It's 80 degrees. Well,
oh,
hey, look.
Goodness.
It's pretty nice right here.
Oh, I bet.
38. We're going to get up to 38 today.
That is nice.
But we like it.
Well, Happy New Year again to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year again to you and to Dr. Jill Hubbard.
Hi, yes, absolutely.
Well, I'm a little grieved today.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I celebrated my daughter, Madeline, celebrated her 21st birthday.
Wow.
Yeah. And you're grieved by that?
Well, you know, it's a milestone.
It is.
Yeah, I'm happy for her. But you know what I did? I wrote down 21 memories that I have of her over the years, and then I wrote down 21 things that I love about her in celebration. And what a great privilege to be able to include words like integrity and character and always taking care of little people, and my bonus sons are the same way. I'm very blessed when it comes to children. I may
you
not
are.
Be able to do
you
some
are.
Things very well, but I'll tell you, I love kids well. I love them.
Okay, well, I'm always impressed, Steve, with the creative and wonderful and memorable things you do for your kids. Something like that is just like... that doesn't happen every day.
No. And you're right. You are good with kids. You made an impression on my daughter when you rode with her on an airplane across the country.
Well, I'd better, you know, on an airplane that long. She's a sweetheart. Well, anyway, I was just kind of grieving that today. But if...
But you never told us what the grief was. Yeah. Jill asked you.
Just the milestone of her launching off into adulthood, you know.
Parental
I mean, I'm happy
grief,
for
right?
Her.
Parental grief.
Parental. Yes, thank you.
You know,
for
there
that.
Are continuous losses
yeah.
as our children
Because I was
grow.
Thinking you might be lamenting that it just represents another marker in your age. You know,
that it would
Thanks
be about him and
up.
Not about Madeline.
Know? Well,
I wasn't.
See, what was the oblique thing there? You know,
well,
was this,
I wasn't, but I am
now.
Now. I'm really depressed. But hey, you know what? In that depression, I will be tuning in to the webinar that you and Jill are going to do at 12 o'clock Pacific time, right after the program, or a couple hours after this program, or 1 hour after this program. So that'll be on fear, anxiety, and depression. So I'll be there, and
cool.
That'll be fun.
Good.
Being at the
Good.
Beach.
Don't be afraid to tune in, right?
That's
yeah.
right. Or
and
else
then,
you'll be depressed if you didn't.
Yes.
So that's the Healing is a Choice webinar. And then we've got the Healing is a Choice event. Irvine, California, January the 20th. If you want to experience some of that 80-degree weather, come out and join us. It's going to be an amazing time, I think. You know, if you're struggling
yes,
with...
it better be.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Yes.
It's
Jill will
be
there. But grief, infidelity, marriage, weight loss. Are you tired of being defined by your weight? Surviving sexual abuse. All of these are things that we take
Anxiety,
care of.
Anxiety, depression.
Yeah. At
fear.
Healing... is a choice. Fear and anxiety, depression, forgiving the unforgivable, getting unstuck, anger, boundaries.
Being less invisible.
Abortion,
yes, feeling
yes.
invisible.
That's what Jill does best, is helps people no longer live in visibility.
May I say, however, that today's special outfit she has on does not let her be invisible.
Yeah.
She's quite the colorful
well,
lady.
Well, you know, we're doing a webinar.
It looks good.
You gotta look bright
I got
and
on plain white.
Talking
and you,
about depression.
I got on plain white, and you look absolutely
well,
spectacular.
We'll
I'm going to see if we're streaming that, and I'll check it out.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard and Mylon Yurkovich. And I think that if Aaron Sonnenberg is listening, he should go ahead and take a picture and post it on the web so everybody can see how colorful Jill is. We talk about it a lot.
Well, you know, what can I say?
All right.
It's just got to tell you what I see.
Let's go over here.
Moving right along.
Talk to some people. And let's talk with Andrea from Denton, Texas, where I got my graduate degree, KWRD. Hello, Andrea.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. How could we help you today?
Well, I've been a Christian for about 5 years. And about 3 years ago, I started going to church religiously.
Mm-hmm.
And let me preface. I have been married for 24 years. And it seems like my husband and I are just further apart now.
Hmm.
He says he's all happy that I found something that I enjoy, that it's my niche in life. He just wishes he could find something like that, too. So I invite him to church all the time, but he doesn't come.
Okay. So the question for us would be?
The question is, what can I do to help him along besides pray? And what can I do to make us closer together?
Okay. So he wants nothing to do with church.
Well, he really doesn't. He back and forth. He came once, but it was to one of those, we have a senior lunch every once in a while, and he had come to that.
You don't sound like a senior, Andrea.
58.
Oh, well, that's not a senior. We deny all that in California. We're in denial here. That's not a senior.
I would say that's pretty...
50's the new 40.
I'd say that's the way to go is invite him to do some of the ancillary things the church does,
right. And
maybe his interest will grow. I think it's obvious that you asking him to go to the church service isn't going to help you.
Right.
But maybe... he'll go to another one of those senior events or whatever and get more interested. But here's the thing. You don't want to let your church disconnect you from your husband.
Yeah, and that's why I'm calling.
Okay.
Because I do Wednesday night services. I do Sunday services. I babysit the kids.
Andrea, let me just jump in. So it sounds like you're very involved. And, you know, one of the things when people become a Christian, they get very excited. It's like any new relationship. And so it's fun to jump in full force. And I think what happens to the non-believing spouse is they start to resent that. They resent God even because suddenly that's taken your interest away from, you know, what used to be.
Yeah.
Right? So one of the things is to think of your husband as kind of your mission field. It's who God has put in your path. God has called you. You have seen the light, but your husband hasn't yet. So you need to be light in his world. That doesn't mean everything you do and say has to have a Christian label on it. It means that your behavior is one of, you know, exemplifying Christ in how you treat him. Yeah, so it's not making church your new partner. It's treating your partner that, you know, you made vows to differently so that he sees the essence of Christ in you, not you trying to give him all the information. So you draw him through attraction.
Right.
Because Christ has added to your life. It hasn't changed you in such a way that you are so foreign to him that there is this big cavern between the two of you.
Right. You know how they say that that whatever comes out of your mouth tends to happen? I'm real good about watching what I say to other people. But when it comes to him, it's just like I blurt out whatever.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we act our worst with the people we're closest to.
You know, John 1:5 says the light shines in the darkness and the darkness cannot extinguish it. It doesn't say the light blurts out in the darkness.
Yeah. It's not a strobing light,
no.
Right?
And you know where scripture says
it's screaming at you.
To win them over with the way you live.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that you really take heed to those passages.
So be a better wife. Love him better.
Tough. Okay.
You know, I have a couple of quick thoughts, Andrea. There is a passage of Scripture that perfectly applies to you. Because in 1 Corinthians 7, it talks about just precisely your situation, where two people get married, they're not believers, one of them becomes a believer, and then that creates a problem between the both of them. And it says in 1 Corinthians 7:13, if a Christian woman has a husband who is an unbeliever and he is willing to continue living with her, she must not leave him. For the Christian wife brings holiness to her marriage and the Christian husband brings holiness to his marriage. And then it says also that if in fact the non-Christian says, I don't want to be with you anymore, the scripture says you can let them go if they choose not to live with you anymore because of your holiness and because your devotion to the Lord. And then it says, you wives remember that your husbands might be converted because of you. And you husbands remember that your wives might be converted because of you. So there's always a hope that he'll come to Christ. But as Jill and Steve are saying, what you model and exemplify in terms of your virtue and your love, like Jill said, and the character and the nature of God by your examples are really important. I also strikes me that what is also missing between you and your husband is an emotional connection.
Yeah.
See, and again, I can have a great emotional connection with a person that is not a believer if they're willing to talk about their emotions with me. And that's another way that the two of you could stay closer together if you get out a feelings word list, a soul word list, and you ask each other, how are you feeling today about me going to church? And he could say, well, you know, I'm angry about it. But underneath the anger, what do you feel? Well, I feel hurt that I'm being left alone, or I'm lonely, or I'm sad. Mm-hmm. And you can validate that and say, yes, I could see how this would be difficult for
without
you.
Without being defensive.
Without
right?
being defensive, yes, I could see how that would be difficult for you.
Well, and, I did that.
Well, good.
I did.
But we do that every day, Andrea, is what my point is. That's how you said, we are growing further apart. And I'm saying, well, it's possible that because of your devotion to the Lord, you might grow further apart. But it's also possible if you choose to become a more emotionally focused couple, that you could become closer together in other ways.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, because I put oil on his door and everywhere in my house, and he's still not a Christian.
Well, was that on the hinges or just on the door? like WD-40, were they squeaking, or what do you...
No, just regular oil and a sign of a cross.
Oh, I see. It was sort of a blessing on the door.
But see that from his perspective.
He doesn't know it.
Well, when he grabbed the door,
it slipped. The handle slipped.
What is this? You know.
I love your heart, though. You're trying to sanctify him, and you're trying to claim him for the Lord, aren't you?
Yes.
That's neat. Mm-hmm. That's neat. I love it.
Really?
You're right about that. I did. We did start out, you know how they say you shouldn't marry unyoked, or however it says that. We were neither one of us were Christians when we mm-hmm. married. So yeah. We were evenly yoked back then.
Well, that's a good insight.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what 1 Corinthians is all about, chapter 7, where it talks about, okay, what happens if things change? And that's why it gives you specific instructions there. You may want to read that.
Okay, I'm glad that you called. I'm going to send you Mylon's book, How We Love, and I hope that that will bless you there and give you some insight into how the two of you got together and why some of the things are like they are. And I think we should... I'd like to just preach for a minute here that it really is important that we not allow our faith to all of a sudden become the big issue. And thus, maybe a person that was thinking about going to church, maybe they end up backing away because it's just too much for them at this particular time. And they just can't imagine making a commitment like that. So it's just a caution for all of us to really weigh what we're doing. And back to my original thing, you know, let your light shine. And many times we try to replace it with words, and they're just not necessary. 1-800-229-3000. To join us right here. I want to mention that this Sunday at my church here in Indiana, Heartland Church, Indianapolis, we start the Walking Into Walls sermon series. Darren preaches this Sunday, I preach next, and John Townsend comes in on the 15th to do the third one. It's going to be a great series on walking into walls. So please come.
Do you have people put on safety glasses for those around the church? If
Well, what we're into is X-ray vision, so that you don't
Mylon
walk into walls.
Is in rare form. Too.
Yes, he is. He certainly.
Well, if
is.
You're going to preach on walking into walls, I mean, everybody puts on safety glasses these days, so you know.
We're not going concrete.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice. Right. Very nice.
Let's go over here to Jose from Springfield, Virginia. WAVA is the station. Hi there.
How you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Pretty good. I want to start. I'm a youth pastor. I've been working with a youth pastor at my church about 7 years ago. And one of the questions that they want me to help them on is how to help them in their insecurities. In general, some of them have single parents, and they don't get the affirmation that they should, and so they're hungry for that. And so they want to know how they can overcome that.
Okay. I have a short answer because my wife was involved in doing this last night with a couple of the youth of the church. And she was letting them know how much she loved them and cared for them. And how much God loved them. And so she's always reminding them that she's their friend, and God loves them. And one of the things that I love is that she'll say to one of the kids, "Don't be mean to my friend, whoever she's talking to. You don't be mean to yourself because you're my friend, and I want to protect my friend," kind of deal. So. I don't know. The short answer for me is showing them that they are absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, loved by you. Especially coming from a man, I think that's a
mm-hmm. So
a
it's
really
an extension of Christ's love.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe Mylon and Jill could think of some messages to give other than...
Well, I think you've hit on something really key, Steve. I mean, and first of all, Jose, God has you in a powerful place because young people need youth pastors, need other adults besides their parents, because it is a time where they're kind of breaking a little bit more away from the family. And so they need other good role models that will help to build the character inside of them, as well as, you know, those feelings of love like Misty is doing. And I think, you know, it's an insecure time anyway, and to remind them of that, because they're discovering who they are. But one of your main roles is to be there, to hear them, to let them voice what they're feeling. And that is an important thing, more than having the exact right words to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's being there to let them express and then affirming them in that.
Sure do.
I have a couple of thoughts after the break, Steve, if that's okay.
Sure. Yeah. But you'll be limited to two.
But I have three. I actually have three things here. One, two, three.
All
right.
But I have to do two. Okay.
One and a half, two.
Right. Okay.
We'll take a break.
I'll blend them all in.
We'll come back right after this. 1-800-229-3000 to join us.
Before coming to healing is a choice, I was completely worn out.
I, coming here, was an empty shell.
I don't want people to think that you have to be just desperate to come. It's for people who don't know what to do next.
To open up to 8 different strangers was actually a relief. And so much got off my shoulders. And I feel so much lighter now. And I feel so much better. And I feel like I can give so much more to other people. And I don't feel ashamed. And I don't feel like I'm damaged goods.
Group therapy is different than individual therapy.
But it's like a year's worth of individual therapy.
They fit together nicely.
The Healing is a Choice weekend is coming up January 20th. To register or to find out more, call today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or log on to newlife.com.
I leave here with hope.
For the first time in 2 years, I am free.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and we're talking with Jose about the insecurity of young people he works with in the church. Mylon has
Two and a half points.
Yeah, and a half points. Let's hear it, Mylon.
Jose, how much affirmation did you get as a child growing up in your home?
Thank God I got a lot from my mom.
Mm-hmm.
My dad he was insecure in some of the areas, but my mom was the one that did most of it.
Right.
And part of that was because, in which I accepted Christ when I was 15, now I'm 34, and I've been in church more than 20 years.
Yes.
And so I've been working with the youth since I accepted Christ.
Sure.
But right now, for the last 7 years, I've been working with teenagers.
Sure.
And at the beginning in my life with Christ, I struggled with insecurity, but I was able to overcome that.
And wow.
Myself, I've got, as how God sees me,
yes,
which has helped me, achieve a lot of things, not only school, but in the community that I also work.
Well, see,
so that's a great message.
That message is a great message right there, mm-hmm, just to share
that's
that story.
So hard to grasp.
But then you're also making my other points for me, Jose. You're saying, look, the church is our new family of origin. It's the place where I'm supposed to keep growing up and sort of repair from the places that I wasn't fully developed or harmed in my own family of origin. And you're saying, in the church, I found out how special I was in Christ. My position in Christ is just changes my view of self. But then you also experience something with people. And even if you did with those kids, you did a series on all the one another's of Scripture. And you talked about them. And in your youth group, you tried to implement them all. You know, everything from, you know, bearing one another's burdens to learning how to pray for one another, confess your sins to one another, love one another, encourage one another, comfort one another. Wouldn't it be cool? I mean, if you do all that with these kids, all of a sudden they begin to realize, I'm getting something in this church group that I did not get at home, and this will help those insecurities grow or move away, and I can grow into a more secure person. I think it's a brilliant question you're asking, Jose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you for the work that you do with those kids.
You have any resource that I can buy?
No, you can't
that
buy
it. Give me more input.
I'll send you a copy of every young man God's man and every young woman God's woman.
Or
okay?
the secrets young women keep.
Oh, I'm sorry. And then let me send you Jill's book, The Secrets Young Women Keep. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Hold on. We'll get your information there. 1-800-229-3000. That is the number to call. And if you didn't hear earlier, there's a webinar at 12 Pacific time today with Jill and Mylon. It's live. Come be a part of that. And it's about healing as a choice. And then the event is January the 20th. So please come and join us for that.
You know, Steve, I got a question for you.
Okay.
You're always asking Jill and Mylon and all the other radio co-hosts, so why should somebody go? But what do you think? Nobody ever stops and asks you, what do you think, Steve, about why people should go to Healing as a Choice?
Okay. So everybody's living their life. It's what you do every day. And nobody has it all together. And when you come to something like this, it's like a success motivation seminar without the hype. It's like dealing with key issues, root cause issues that allow you to walk out of there. And unlike a success and motivation seminar where you could do anything for 20 minutes after you leave.
Like walk on coals or
yeah,
something?
Whatever. You know, which I did do that. This changes your life. And I love to see people come. Some gain some insight. Others make a 180-degree turn. Mm. But it's your life. And there's nothing we've ever developed more helpful in the least amount of time than this right here. And most helpful in the most amount of time. We could do it longer, but we do it because this is the length of time. And you're investing, absolutely investing, in yourself, your life, and your future. So I want to encourage people to pick up the phone and find out about it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Jill, isn't it amazing, though, what happens to a person in 48 hours at one of those workshops?
Absolutely. I was just thinking, you know, Steve, even though there are different degrees of what people gain,
everybody, that's a good way to put it, by the way.
Everybody is changed. From Friday to Sunday, you definitely feel different and think differently.
Yeah.
Right.
No question about it.
And I personally think, Steve, that the material in this book, Healing is a Choice, is, and the way it's presented by you, is great. It's brilliant. It's, and the first
really
question, the first question is riveting. The very first question you ask is absolutely riveting. It's a question that Jesus asked of the man lying by the pool, do you want to be healed? And a lot of us are uncomfortable with change, and we'd rather stay in our place of brokenness. So
that is so true.
It's healing. That's why it's called Healing is a Choice. Do you want to be different?
And it also says that healing is God's choice. It's just that we have to make some decisions to allow God to work with us there, to make ourselves available for healing. Well, speaking of healing, the photos of Mylon and Jill are up on the website. That could heal you of a lot of stuff right there. And yes, Jill, you are quite colorful.
Isn't she?
Today.
With her red top and her Burberry
I'm still in the Christmas
scarf.
Mode.
Yes, she is.
We'll be back after
80 degrees.
This.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I counsel people every single day. I help marriages. I help broken people find healing. I teach the good news of a Savior that loves us. But why can't I accept it myself and break free from this bondage? I can't stop looking at pictures that I shouldn't be looking at, and fantasizing and lusting, and now I've taken it a step further and gone to a strip club. I have to stop. I want to stop.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help, and I can't do this on my own. I want to be the pastor that God wants me to be.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
Yeah, we're back. We're going to do another show right after this one. So you can call us in the next hour, and then the webinar comes up after that. So you could, if you get on the line, you could be with us 3 hours.
Wow.
All right. Let's go to Ann from Philadelphia. WFIL is the station. Hello, Ann.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I think that I am a young woman with a secret, so I applied to the book that you were just talking about.
Okay.
I am carrying a burden, and it's not my secret, but someone has revealed something to me in confidence, and it's become a real hardship for me to know exactly what do I do with this.
Okay, if you tell me, I will not tell anybody, I promise.
Okay. It is my sister-in-law in an affair, and she made me, you know, promise that I would keep that confidence.
Is it your brother that she's married to?
My brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law.
Yeah. Hmm. So it's very hard for me to not... I don't keep secrets from my husband.
Mm. Yeah, well, I think you can go back to her and say, I'm sorry, but I've thought this through, and I love you, care about you, but if I don't tell my husband, it violates one of the principles upon which we have maintained our relationship, and that is that we don't hide stuff from each other. And so I really can't hide this from him. You tell her you're sorry, but you have to reveal this to him.
Yeah, I've known for about a little over a month, and it's been just such a burden for me. And the long story short is that my husband and I have a restored marriage, and I think that God allowed me to find out about this so that I could give her hope. She's in a very hopeless place, and I keep trying to tell her that, you know, I think God allowed me to know this so that I can tell you when you can't see how it's all going to work out, it will, it can, he can do things you can't imagine, but I just, you know, and you can't make anyone do anything, but she's not quite willing to go to counseling and deal with a lot of issues. She has a lot of issues, and it's getting really hard for me because without that willingness, yeah.
So, and she came and told you?
Well, in a moment of our conversation in privacy one day, I kind of sensed women's intuition, and I mm-hmm. said, "Is everything okay?" And she broke down, and she didn't intend to sit me down and, "Hey, I have something to tell you." I think, and, you know, she told me that her family doesn't know, so I'm really burdened by this. I know things that her family doesn't know. Obviously, my side of the family doesn't know. I just was taken back by that.
Yeah, what feels like the biggest burden to you?
Well, I'm really burdened by not telling my husband.
Okay.
That is a big, big part of it. I think the other biggest part of it is that I feel frustrated that without it being made known, nothing's going to change, and it's just going to go into a place that's worse instead of better.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very emotional about it. I just want something better, and you know, there's just a lot of pain there, and I feel, you know, my husband and his brother came obviously from the same horrific childhood. I know the issues. God has been faithful to us, and I want that healing for them, and I can't make it happen. But my husband and I have been doing counseling for years, and it's a case of being willing to look and deal with really hard things. I know it's not easy. Nobody wants to do it for fun. It's not fun.
Okay.
But I just...
So is my answer not good enough?
I mean, that's a really hard answer.
Yeah.
I know it's tough.
And I had asked her permission if I could say something sort of nondescript to my husband, so that would prompt him to go to his own brother and just say, kind of come alongside him in a brother relationship, meanwhile I'm trying to come alongside of her. And she said no to that would prompt more questions, and, you know.
Well, maybe
it's really tough.
Yeah, maybe Mylan and Jill have a better idea than going to her and saying, "I am so sorry, but I can't keep this a secret from my husband, because secrets really got us in trouble, and we've been doing so great. I can't do it."
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jill.
Go ahead.
I just think there's something really cool about this. It wasn't
there
Yes, there is. There's something very cool about all this. God has given you a special something to be a steward of. He's given you something. You weren't looking for it. You didn't go hunt mm-hmm. it down. It's something God put in your lap. You just said, "How are you?" You asked one of the most important basic questions we can learn to ask each other in the body of Christ. And she broke down because of the nature of your question, and she couldn't hold it in anymore. And now you have... Again, you didn't ask for this. God somehow chose, in my opinion, he allowed you to be a part of discovering something here, and I think you have time on your side. I don't think we have to rush into anything. It gives mm-hmm. me a chance to do what you're doing right now. Contemplate, what do I do with this? God, one of my most frequent prayers, Anne, is, "Lord, how do you want me to be a good steward of what it is you just gave me?"
Yeah, I actually did recognize that. And the other time factor here is there's a newborn baby that they just had, and now is certainly not the time for certain things to be unwrapped when you're, you know, nursing a baby and up all night. And, you know, I have certain appreciation for that. I know what that's like, and you're just not emotionally ready for other things to be added to your plate, so
but what I'm hearing as part of the burden is that this now feels like it's perhaps been put in your lap, and you feel responsible for it, for how it's going to come out, what's going to happen, you know, as you're describing the timing and all of those things, which, you know, is understandable that you would be thinking about that. But you are not responsible for the outcome. Your sister-in-law is making a choice, not a good choice, of how to deal with her problems. And, you know,
I know. And I know that God is in this, and God is just amazing. I am on the other end where I was betrayed. And so I was amazed that God gave me compassion toward her instead of anger. I still am amazed by that.
Yeah. It's pretty neat.
Right. And
how long ago
for
was,
you to see the other side?
How long ago were you betrayed?
It's been about 4 years.
Okay. So you've, sounds like you've healed from that.
So maybe God has you as a part of this for the purpose of sharing a restorative story. And maybe your honesty with your brother-in-law and sister-in-law will be a part of their healing as well. It's also possible that her pregnancy, the birth, postpartum depression, perhaps the shock of having another child, the perhaps entrapment that that makes her feel, makes her want to act out to alleviate her pain in an illegitimate way. It's a legitimate need, but it's an illegitimate way to have the pain taken care of. And so I agree with Steve. At some point in time, you're going to have to create a strategy. You're going to have to bring other people in, or you can come back to aunt, or you can come back to your sister-in-law and just go, you know, if you don't do something by a certain amount of time, then I will, which is what Steve said.
Well, and I think that's kind of where I was going. I would go to your sister-in-law and talk to her about the impact of this secret and, you know, how she's using this as a way of coping that isn't going to have a good end.
And maybe share your own secret if you haven't already shared this information with them about your recovery.
Yeah.
But start with her. And then just like she couldn't hold it, most secrets do get found out. And you don't know how long you can hold this.
Well, I keep praying that God will reveal it some other way besides me.
Okay, I'm going to send you the secrets women keep. I hope that that will be helpful to you. And I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice. And I hope that will help too. We'll take a break. We'll come back for more at 1-800-229-3000. Come join us after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Let me remind you of a couple of things right after the next hour at 12 o'clock Pacific time. We're going to have Mylon and Jill doing a webinar, and that webinar is going to be powerful like the others that we've done. It's live. You can text in your questions and stuff. You can see them as they're doing it live. It's on fear and anxiety and depression. Those are also things that we cover at Healing is a Choice on January the 20th. You can sign up for that, and I hope you will. I hope you will not be satisfied to go through another year and be just the same kind of person. Let's go to Henry from Palmdale, California. Watches us on NRB Network. Hi there.
Hello.
How you doing?
All right. I can't believe I'm really talking to you. I can't believe I called.
Well, I'm glad that you did.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, the last year of my life has been about the most the deepest valley I've been in. I've been a Christian since 1976, and my question. She told me to get to my question. I'll tell you what's happened in the last year. I've been smoking marijuana for about 8 years.
Okay.
I have spinal, broken my neck twice, low back. Scapula, collarbone, ribs, due to motorcycle accidents and such, and car accidents, and so. But my heart has been convicting me about it all these years. Actually, you know, the word says that a man's heart will convict him, and so. And being that I went to the church on the way and was part of that ministry for many, many years, I became convicted about it and just pulled back. And cancer surgery, and my wife left me in June, the house got foreclosed, and now I'm living in a little motorhome out in the desert, and I knew that I needed to quit because I just felt, you know, that the way of the transgressor is hard, and I wanted to be what God wants me to be. And so I quit smoking on 12/12.
Good for you.
Been waking up with night sweats for like 21 days or something now.
Wait a second. That would indicate addiction.
Well, I don't doubt I was addicted.
Everybody that we talk to about marijuana, they say, no, it's great. You don't get addicted. It's not a problem.
I've tried to quit a few times, Steve, and I've never been able to make it past
that. There you are.
The marijuana that I was smoking, of course, is what's called medical grade. It's the very top of the line. I actually began to grow up myself, and then just due to things, I began to purchase large amounts to keep myself without having to pay big money for it. And anyway, so just due to everything that's happening, my wife left me in June, and I'm still married to her, and I just knew that it was time that I manned up and did this.
Okay, so what's the question for us then?
The question is, Steve, how long do you think that the withdrawals will, the night sweats and the insomnia and all that's going to endure?
Well, it depends on each individual, your metabolism, your health, all of those kinds of things, how much water you drink, how much rest you get, all those things. But if you're not working a program, it doesn't really matter because your soul's going to be sweating and having nightmares. You need a program to help you live without your best friend of 8 years.
And my wife of
12. Yes.
Well, right. So, you know, just quitting something, how does that restore your marriage, restore your life? It doesn't. You've got to go beyond that. And if you don't have money, there's your free answer is a 12-step group. either in the church or out of church.
Henry, how high is your fear and anxiety and nervousness levels when you're not smoking pot?
Well,
and we need to. I need a quick answer. We're running out of time here.
Yeah,
the fear anxiety levels.
Is there any fear or anxiety that the marijuana also took away, or is it strictly for pain?
Yeah, it was just I was at the Kaiser Pain Management Clinic. They tried all kinds of stuff on me. I didn't want to stay sleeping all the time, and the other things made me like have energy, but they didn't really address the pain like the marijuana.
Okay. So listen to Steve here and Jill.
So let me just add my two cents in. Henry, I think you need to be under the care of a doctor. Okay. One thing that's good, drink a lot of cranberry juice. It flushes your system. And do what Steve says, get involved in a 12-step group to handle
the
emotional
advice,
issues.
Best advice we could give you. I heard that other people that are using marijuana saying no big deal are listening. It wasn't a gateway drug to other stuff for Henry. It just was what it was, and almost impossible for him to quit, and he's really struggling with it now. But congratulations on those days that you have accumulated. I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible, and I hope that that'll be a blessing to you. Well, as you've heard me say, hopefully yesterday, the day before, we finished our year in the black for the first year in probably 8 years. Mm. Now, that's a big thing. We were almost kicked off some stations. We didn't get kicked off any station because you guys came through for us. And it really has made such a difference. And so because of you, we had the best year we've had in 7 or 8 years, I think 8 years.
What a praise.
Yeah, absolutely. But now it's January, and we still have bills to pay. Everything's the same, and people give a lot in December and nothing in January. And I'm going to appeal to you to join Club New Life. If we can get 1,000 people to join Club New Life, that's $30,000 of support that we need every month. So if you've never given, if you've never been a part of Club New Life, these resources that we send you, people pass them out to their friends and pass them around. I mean, it really is, it's just an amazing club to be in. I think you'll like it. Try it, $30 a month. It's just the way to go, and it's a way of saying thanks and being generous and crossing over into that giving territory.
But I think the key thing you said, Steve, is if we do not have the funds, which Club New Life members help to provide the funds, we will not be on the radio in some state in some areas.
That's
because
right.
We, unlike public other public radio stations, we have to pay to be on the air.
Right.
And even commercial people that come on with the commercials, that does not pay for our airtime like it does on
must
on
be part of the
TV.
Persecution of oh, being the, a Christian, don't
I,
you think?
I don't know. You would wonder, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the same applies with our television audience. We need them to support us on television, or that's not going to last. So really thank you for what you've done, the support you've given, and pray and see if God's leading you. And if so, come join us and become part of the givers. Healing is a Choice is January the 20th, and Every Man's Battle is the 13th. And at 12 o'clock Pacific time today is a webinar on Healing is a Choice, Fear, Anxiety, and Depression.
How do they get on there?
They go to newlife.com and click on the webinar. They sign up, and then they're in. You register, and then you're in. But it's free. Come join us then. Thank you, Mylon. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you,
thanks,
Steve.
Thanks to all of you. We love you. We were praying for you this morning in our devotional time. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.